Come on in. Come on in.
Can I switch y'all over to that room right there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
Well, then you can go to those.
So you.
Yeah, I got to get in here for a while. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
It won't be a phone ring.
Okay.
Okay, so you didn't have any kind of piece of furniture that you could hang clothes up in?
We'd pick some little sweet gum, something that wouldn't mess the clothes up, you know, and just all kind of fly gum or hickory. And we'd find us a pretty little straight one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just take the drawing knife and get the bark off of it and shine it up the best we could. And we nailed it across the house to hang our clothes up.
Okay.
They were right out in the open, our clothes.
Okay.
We didn't have that many clothes.
Uh-huh.
Two old pair of overalls and a couple of shirts, all I had.
Yeah.
We didn't even wear underclothes back then. I was big old 13, 14 year old boy where we had any underwear. Now the girls wear bloomers. You don't even know what they are now.
I see pictures of them, I guess.
Well, my sisters wore them. They had elastic. They come down the right neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old baggy bloomers.
Wore them under their dresses.
That one.
Yeah.
Like panties. Uh-huh. That was their panties.
Uh-huh.
Lord, the first pair of silk panties I saw on the line, I said, God, no. And you wouldn't see them until you got, you know, the big shops in town.
Uh-huh.
Us country folks still wore them old feed sack, shirt,
uh-huh,
and bread.
Uh-huh.
And people call that the good old days.
And how about, did you have any kind of clothes, different clothes to wear to church?
We had one pair of pants and they called that, what was duck pants, white. I had a white pair of pants and a white shirt and a blue shirt. And
mm-hmm.
Then I had a blue pair of pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like on the summertime and Easter, we'd wear them white pants.
Mm-hmm.
And a white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them would have a blue pair of pants and a blue shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or we didn't get them until we got big enough to work in bottom.
Yeah.
When I was a boy, I wore dungarees and a chambray shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not dungarees, but overalls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get dungarees till I got groomed and started working. Everybody wore overalls and broke ass when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
The ones out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them in the town, they would have, fancy looking clothes like gabardine and this army material, khaki.
Yeah. And what if they had like a three-piece suit?
My daddy had an old suit, but he don't even wear that. When they got worried, but them old folks were funny, you know, when they got worried, they could afford it, they'd buy them one to be buried in. They called it a
buried
suit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he, mama had that folded up in the trunk. Everybody bought him that.
Yeah.
She'd fill a pocket full of mothballs and put it away. So when he died, blue serge suit on it was.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had that blue serge suit. Now the ones that could afford one to be buried in and the one to wear, they had.
Yeah.
But my daddy wore overall.
Yeah. What would they call the piece of the suit that was underneath the?
That was vest.
Yeah. Okay.
They had a vest and a coat and a pair of pants.
Okay. What about jewelry? Did the women have any kind of jewelry to wear?
No, my mama didn't know. When I got grown, I made her a ring out of this Monel steel. And when the first job I was on, they were boys was making them. And I made one and brought it home, and my mama saw it and liked it, and I gave it to her.
Uh-huh.
But I wore the ring. They didn't have a ring back then.
How about to wear around the neck?
Seemed to me like she had a pair of old beads, some kind of beads.
Uh-huh.
Well.